one must be willing and able to take more risks than non-entrepreneurs do. Second, they do so in search of big returns, generally denominated in financial terms. Life entrepreneurs, all of us who want to be fully alive, can benefit from these insights. We need to be good self-managers, willing to take and manage appropriate risks in an effort to build a life of outsized rewards. The key word from the preceding section is rewards. Specifically, in what denomination should we seek rewards in an entrepreneurial life? Your grandmother told you that money doesn't buy happiness. Research shows that she was right, mostly. So that's not the right denomination. Nor is power, or pleasure, or fame, or prestige. Research over many decades, as well as almost every reputable religious and philosophical tradition, has warned against chasing these rewards beyond our ordinary needs, noting that focusing unduly on them will ruin personal relationships and impoverish the sense of life's meaning. Of course, these worldly rewards are the ones we naturally seek, though. Why would we go after something that doesn't make us happy? The answer is certainly evolution. Mother Nature urges us to accumulate the resources that give us a better chance at survival and gene propagation. Meanwhile, we seek more happiness and make the incorrect assumption that following our natural urges will help us do so. This is a cognitive error, however. Mother Nature doesn't care about our happiness. That's our responsibility. The right denomination of rewards for the startup life is happiness itself, with a focus on love, enjoyment, satisfaction, and meaning. The objective is to live and work in such a way that brings more of these things. Since we are naturally distracted by worldly resources instead, this task requires that we live in a fully awake way, alert to the mistakes that we naturally make, and putting forth the effort to live the way we intentionally want, not just according to how we feel. The focus of business school is one's career, obviously, and upon graduation from the Harvard Business School, my students are almost all going to work long hours, and indeed, generate prodigious worldly rewards like money, power, pleasure, fame, and prestige. So I focus a lot in my teaching about how their careers can be a generative, positive part of a happy startup life, and not something that harms it. This, in fact, is how I see my own professional life, to which I owe a great deal to Harvard Business Review, HBR, and its related volumes on various aspects of work and leadership, which I've read for many years, dating back to my time as an assistant professor. One particular HBR volume that influenced my career in life is titled On Managing Yourself, which inspired my startup life approach and research, culminating in the essay series How to Build a Life that I write weekly for The Atlantic, now almost 300 columns strong. This book, The Happiness Files, features some of the most popular essays from that series, organized into five aspects of a career at the center of a startup life: managing yourself, building your career, communicating and connecting with others, keeping a work-life balance, and crafting the right professional goals. Part 1, On Managing Yourself, picks up the themes of that famous HBR volume. It emphasizes the fact that in leadership over your life, you are your most important employee. You need to set rules and boundaries for yourself, treat yourself with respect, and learn how to act in a way that you want to act, not at every moment how you feel. The essays in Part 1 show you how to do this. Once you have a firm foundation on how to manage yourself, you can use this to build a career at the center of your startup life. The key insight behind a career that consistently raises your well-being, besides not letting it take over your entire life, is progress. Humans get satisfaction not from arriving at a destination, but rather from making tangible progress toward it. Indeed, one of the great errors people make in their careers is assuming that hitting a particular goal, a sum of money, a particular title, retirement, will give them the happiness they seek. The right approach is to set up a work life in which you create more and more value for yourself and others. That's Part 2, on jobs, money, and building your career. Rare is the individual who works entirely alone. Rarer still is the individual who can be happy doing so. As you build your career, you must cultivate the key skills of Part 3, on communicating and connecting with others. Learning how to maintain a good relationship with colleagues.